Hello, and welcome to the last audition episode of Happiest Competition on Earth. I'm
Yay!
Zelina with
Woo!
Ambie Lee
Hi!
and Jeffers.
Hello, all.
All right, now I don't know how to start the episode anymore.
I'm actually kind of satisfied that, we only had five audition episodes. I was hoping to not exceed more than six.
What did we have last time? Like
Like
eight or
a
something?
lot. But the
Yeah, I
last time,
asked why we were scrambling.
that was because though we did the we're accepting half the people that audition in this episode. So a lot of times a lot of people audition that were good that in this format we probably would have said yes to and they would have gone through, but then they had to like re-audition, so like extended them. And we never had an audition episode like over, I think, 12 last time. And we have how many tonight?
We have 20 auditions.
20.
Like, holy mackerel. And, like, I'm looking at the list, and, like, the email's like, oh, this is good. It's not gonna be that long an episode. Hour before the deadline. Boom! Like, 15 all at once. Like, crazy. And I was
Well,
like,
hello, people.
wow! Whoa, last minute willies. But it's all good. It's all good in the hood. I'm
Oh,
excited.
goodness. We have a lot of new people and a lot of returning faces from what I see.
Yes, I noticed that as well. I see some classic people from last year. I see some new people. I see some VAA people. I see some VH people. It's
We see
a
them all.
little bit of everything. It's a mixed bag. Ha 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 ha. Like on Zelina's show.
Haha.
That's right. That's right, I
Thank you for
just
the
plug
plug.
Zelina's show.
So are you guys ready to kick off this episode then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And starting off the audition episode, part five, or whatever this is a return of Princess Sailor Moon.
Woohoo!
All those days, watching from the windows, all those years, outside looking in, all that time, never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now I'm here, blinking in the starlight. Now I'm here, suddenly I see, standing here, it's all so clear. I'm where I'm meant to be. And at last I see the light, and it's like the fog has lifted, and at last I see the light, and it's like the sky is new, and it's warm and real and bright, and the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything looks different now that I see you. And it's warm and real and bright, and the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything is different now that I see you. Now that I see you.
All right, Princess Sailor Moon with I See the Lights from Tangled.
That I think wins the
Oh, this
award for most
song.
popular song in the audition.
Yeah, we
But you
definitely
know
got like
what?
seven.
You know, as popular as it was and as many times as we heard it, I never got really sick of it.
Same
Unlike
here.
Reflection, when it was like after the third, I was like, oh my God, if I never hear this song again, I'll be too late.
Well, I
But
think people have been doing this song just more justice than they did
right,
Reflections last
that's what I'm
season.
thinking. All right. Well, I'm gonna be Ambie in the police for this, but I heard puffs. Lots and lots of pretty little puffs.
You sound so happy.
He's like, they're happy
I'm on.
puffs, apparently.
I just had yogurt, so hopefully this is keeping me happy and peppy. Strawberry. All right. Meant to be, the mint was pitchy. Overall, you had a lot of pitchy problems, and I noticed that you were going higher on a lot of the lower notes, and it just didn't work. You had a lot of phrasing, and for me, it kind of sounded like you didn't really know the song, or you were taking just too many liberties. Especially at the end of the audition, it just got very weird for me. And you had I Click at the end. Ambi.
Okay, Princess Sailor Moon. Oh yeah. You're still a little close to your microphone, and it's not in the topping out sense now. It's in the, like, every time you take a breath, we can hear it sense. It's almost like, even if I think you, like, put your input volume down a little bit, it might help. But I just don't think that you, I think that you think you need to be closer to your mic than you really do. And just back up a little bit. Are you okay, Sal? Is that like a hiccup?
Okay.
It
was a hiccup.
Okay, I was like, whoa, what was that? I don't know, like, pitch control, I think, was an issue here. But the biggest offense, I think, in this was the fact that the whole second half of it, you made up your own song. Like, it was not even the same song anymore. Like, the beginning half of it worked, but then you started just making up your own notes, making up your own melody, and the only thing that was the same was the lyrics, and, like, that was a grievous mistake, and it wasn't even the same song anymore. And that, I think, was the biggest offense here. But, yeah. Jeffers?
Yeah, especially without music. Like, when you throw in liberties that are really different, like, they just sound flat or off without music behind them. And, like, you're, although it was a little pitchy before, the notes were, like, in the ballpark area of where they needed to be. But at the end, it was like, whoa, what happened? let's see.
I think you got hit by the baseball.
I think your tone could also use a little bit of work, PSM. It sounded nasal and shaky. And kind of whiny, and I think if you had more breath support, that would fix a lot of
things. Breath support would be a good thing, because then the breath support, the working on the breath support would also kind of help with the, like, the moments when it does sound like you're, like, gasping for air so close to the microphone. Better breath support will help with that as well.
Yeah, because for me, aside from the ending, the tone was the next biggest thing that I was not very fond of. But that's about it. Overall, I think it's not bad, but it could be a lot better.
But, I mean, okay, this is the last episode. We already have, I think, 26 people in. We have to be, like, we have to be super, 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 super picky tonight. Because I think, like, we haven't talked yet about, like, what the first cut is going to be down to. But I don't know about you guys, but I don't think, like, we should have any more than 20 people after the next round. Personally.
Yeah, and we currently have 23. Yeah.
26.
26.
We have
26. That's right.
So already, without even putting anybody else through tonight, we're already cutting six
people.
It's
going to be a big cut.
So, it's any, like, so scary. Really, like, we have to be super strict tonight. And that being said, I have to say no to this because I just don't think that you are up to the same level as some of the other people that are in this competition, and I don't think that you could compete with them because we have some really strong people in. And from looking at the list of people coming on later on tonight, we have some really strong contenders that are going to be coming up as well. And I just don't think you're on the same level as they are.
Level.
Yeah. So
I'm also new.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, PSM. I wish that you would have, like, a lot of people this episode are going to get that. I wish you would have auditioned sooner.
Yes.
Because that's the problem with, like, waiting until the last possible moment. I wish you would have auditioned sooner because then we could have, you know, worked on it more. But.
Right.
This is.
And I'm happy to see you again, Princess Sailor Moon. I've been missing you. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Aww.
Oh,
it's a Kodak moment.
Cha-ching. I mean,
like,
cha-ching. We're charging for pictures?
Roughly. Hey, gotta pay for college somehow.
That's true. All right, who is next on our list?
Fire Flower Maiden.
A name I do not know. Ooh la la.
Sounds hot.
Fire.
Literally.
Yeah. But I'm... Only comedy on this show.
I'm trying here.
I suck at comedy.
Come stop your crying, it will be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. You'll be in my heart. No matter what they say, you'll be here in my heart. Always, always, and always.
All right, Fire Flower Maiden. That's right, right? It's not Flower Fire. It's
yeah.
Fire Flower.
Yes.
Okay, Fire Flower Maiden. Eh, that's lots of Fs.
Just remember it's alphabetical. F-I-F-L-M-A.
Ha 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 ha. Okay, so Fire Flower Maiden. I really like the tone of your voice, but I thought that overall the performance was a little rough. Like, it just seemed like there was, like, this is a very, like, kind of soft and sweet song. Like, you're talking about, it's a love song in the sense of, like, motherly love. And
maternal
love. It's like you're gonna be in my heart and I love you so much. And it just seemed like it was too, like, harsh and rough with it. Like, everything, I there was no, like, free flow of the song, and the notes were very strict, and it was like, you'll be in my heart. Like, you paid way too much attention to, like, getting each note precisely right to the precisely right time, and I just would have liked it to be a little looser. Like, if you were just, like, shaking yourself out before you sang it and then gone into it like that and just played a bit more with it. But I think that you have a nice tone, so, like, you have that going for you, but I think that you need to work on the actual, like, performance and connecting to your songs aspect more. Jeffers?
Yeah, I wasn't sure which version she was doing because it didn't quite have that feel to it, so I just assumed it was, like, the Phil Collins pop version.
Even the Phil Collins pop version, though, yeah, has, like, a nice sway to it.
Yeah, even then, it's still rough, a little rough around the edges. But Fire Flower Maiden, I thought you were a little nasal at times, but not, like, too bad. And I thought she sounded a little pitchy, except for the Forevermore in the chorus was sharp. But that's about it. Just, like, the connection was the main thing here. But not bad, though. Zell?
Oh, wow. I definitely don't know this song as well as I thought I do. Because I thought she needed a little bit more control with her notes. On pitch and, like, timing and all that. It was a bit flat sounding. And this goes back to Ambi's note on emotion, too. And like I said, I probably don't know the song as well as you guys do. But it felt like she had weird liberties for the melody. And that's all I really have.
I didn't really get that with it, with, like, yeah, the liberties thing. But
I got a few of your pitchy parts, though.
Yeah.
Again, it might be just the fact that I don't know the song as well as you two do.
I love this musical. Maybe. That's why I know it so well. You know me. I'm a huge fan.
Ambi loves Tarzan.
Yeah, I put on the Ambi's List of Doom for Perform It twice.
I know, I saw.
Yeah. I like it that much.
So, yeses and noes?
I'm a maybe.
You see,
maybe, but
I'm more leaning towards no, because, like, again, I don't know the song as well as y'all do, and I didn't, it just sounded a bit off for me, so, again, what am I trying to say here? I'm more towards a no for me.
Okay, then I was leaning that way, I will admit. I was leaning. Lean back. You know, trying to add some comedy to the moment. So, I'm sorry, Fire Flower Maiden. Again, I wish you would have auditioned sooner, because I think that we really could have, like, if you had gotten these notes earlier, you really could have potentially fixed them.
like a second audition would have been,
Yeah, I think a second audition would have really helped you out, but it's too late. We're starting the show.
Oh, that's my dog.
Pancho!
That's my dog.
That's your dog? Oh.
That's his dog.
Oh.
Which is ironically part Chihuahua, so.
Oh, now I need to get a Chihuahua.
Okay. HCOE, home of Chihuahuas.
No, we are officially, like, we are the official competition of, like, Write VH, like, because we're all Write VHers. We have lots of...
Yeah!
Yeah! Join Write VH! We've got the Renaissance... Oh, that's a plug! The Renaissance Festival is coming up this next week. It's going to be awesome.
Yay!
We have so much fun stuff planned and surprises, and you might be able to win certain things that begin with the letter B during it.
Bananas. And the crowd goes wild.
And the crowd goes wild. The crowd all of a sudden is very interested in being a part of the Write VH Renaissance Festival.
Join us.
No, everyone can come. It's an all inclusive thing. But if you are a member of Write VH, there will be like certain little perks towards things. So yeah,
sweet for me.
Plug complete. Who all is right. next?
Next up is Atari Girl. O2. Take two.
What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Bet you on land, they understand. Bet they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand and ready to know what the people know. Ask my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it? What's the word? Burn! When's it my turn? When I love to explore the shore up above. Out of the sea, wish I could be part of that world.
Atari Girl 02, take two, part of your world.
You like to sing that, don't you?
I do. Sounds catchy and snazzy.
Snazzy.
Yes.
Can't say we're not snazzy on this show. Go ahead.
Anyway, Atari Girl, what happened to your mic quality? That was my first note. Like, it was really quiet and kind of...
Super quiet, yeah.
Fuzzy.
Yeah. You and I had to turn up my volume really loud.
I know, and then I had to, like, lower it down really quick before Ambie's talking, like, blew out my ears.
My talking does that anyways.
So, too, but anyway, the mic quality, something was funny in this. I don't remember that from last time, but, I think the song choice was much better than I think she did Not One of Us?
Yes, she was the one that did Not One of Us.
I think this was a much better choice for you, your higher notes at the end were very slightly pitchy, but other than that, your vocally was good. I think performance-wise, you could have used a lot more dynamics, though. It sounded very clean and kind of linear, so I would have liked to maybe like play around with maybe make some parts more softer or tender, or I don't know, but like the performance could have been upped a bit. Well, not necessarily upped, but tweaked a bit. But that's all I have. Zoe?
I just heard you say something, like, completely different, and I'm trying to hold back laughter.
Wait, what?
I heard you say, up the butt, for some reason. I'm like,
oh, and there's our funny quote of the season to begin with.
You guys, she is not this sweet, innocent little girl. She's this perverted 20-something girl.
Don't bring me down with you, Jeffers.
Oh, snap! And they always say that I'm the bad one on this show.
Okay, first of all, I have to agree this was a better song choice. I actually thought it was interesting where you started the audition, because most people actually start at the beginning of the song. So this was an interesting starting point. Your volume was super low. I mean, even I had to crank up my volume even more than usual. I would have liked a lot more emotion on this audition, and some of your parts seemed a little too staccato for my liking. Like the wish I could be. That little section near the end. I just hear Ambie.
Sorry. It was a little... Sorry. I accidentally unplugged my headphones and I was like, oh no, she's gonna reverb against herself.
It was like echo. Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, like the wish I could be, like that section at the end. When she was going to the lower notes, it felt too sudden, didn't flow natural, or didn't glide well to it, as it kind of usually does. And that's all I have, Ambie.
Okay. My lights are off in my room, so I have to, like, use the light of the television set to see what my notes are.
Wow, the sun's still out up here.
Anyway. Yeah, because you're in Hawaii. I didn't watch the sun go down because I was working tonight. In the back of the store. I got, like, banished to the back of the store. But I liked it because no one bothered me.
Already.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that, like, the volume was super low or that she was really far away from her microphone. I couldn't tell which it was, but it was, like, way low down there. I thought your tone was nice, but I really didn't get any, like, emotion with this. And, yeah, it was just kind of, I have emotionally bland. Like, there was something there, but it just, like, didn't really jump out and, like, grab me and pull me in and engage me in the song and keep me interested. And I thought that there was a couple of points when you got near the top of your range that you start, your voice kind of cracked a little bit. I think it was near the end, like, around, like, the when's it my turn, wouldn't I love? I think it was somewhere in there I heard some cracking going on. So just be careful of pushing the upper part of your range. But I'm a big maybe on this one because I'm a little torn again.
Make that two.
Selena, do you have anything to add before?
Any strong
opinion? Do you have a strong, like, are you kind of not him and Han like us? Do you have a more firm belief? Selena? Selena. Selena. I think
I heard like someone talking in the background, so I think she might have.
Oh, like, she's okay. So maybe like there's someone like in the room with her or something. Okay, so I guess that means that we have to be more solid and firm here, Jeffers. Take the initiative. And I'm taking the initiative by passing it off to you.
Oh, Zell's back.
Yeah, sorry. My parents got home and they brought me food.
Oh, well, that was a good reason to be gone for.
What did I miss?
Oh, I don't know how long you've been gone. Me and Jeffers are both a maybe on this. We're kind of him and Han. We're not sure.
Okay.
We're kind of killing time waiting for you to come back.
Selena? Selena?
Sorry. I'm more of a... Hold on. I'm more of a maybe towards no. I mean, it was a much better audition than her first one. But there's still a lot of things she could have improved.
Yeah, that's the direction I'm leaning on my maybe as well. Yeah. So it's going to have to be a no, I think, for me as well. Yeah.
I think like the inexperience with recording herself too also kind of was not a great thing for me either.
Yeah, so.
That could be it.
Sorry, Atari girl. Atari
girl.
Two.
The two is very important because there might be an Atari Girl one out there somewhere and we don't want to confuse them.
All right. So moving on is Chester.
Chester, who is a friend of Sukono. So Chester, if you are listening, we're going to need to know like your actual email address if you get through. Because if we're supposed to be sending your stuff through Sukono or what? Because that was something, because, like, we have, like, an email spreadsheet, and, like, I was going through updating, I was like, wait, I don't have one for this person. No! So, if you go through, expect to see that from you.
Yes.
If not, we'll just bug Sukono.
Sukono!
Sukono!
Trouble!